जाया गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जाया गौरनिताय जाया जाया प्रभुपाद 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 जाया जाया प्रभुपाद जया जया गुरुदेव 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 जया जया गुरुदेव
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिब्रह्माचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद् अभयचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की सड़क स्वामी प्रभुगण की श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी जीव की जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्र महारानी की गौरनिताय की श्रील प्रभुपाद की समवेत भक्तविंद की निताय गौर ब्रह्मनंदे हरि हरि ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय One chapter is missing. So, first of all, I would like to pray to all of your lotus feet and please bless me, then I can able to speak about Srimad Bhagavatam. So, without your grace, without your mercy, I'm just like a talkless. Please bless me. So today we are going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 23 and Text 32. Tasya Patnim Sahasranam Sahasna Dasanam Samaha Yasyat Dasa Lok कस सहस्रानी पुत्र पुत्रनम तस्यार्जितम् 32 okay so now we are going to read only translation the famous Sahasrabindu had 10,000 wives and by each he begot lakh of sons therefore the number of his son was 10,000 lakh. Oh, 32. Text number 33. Among these, many sons, six were the foremost, such as Prithishrava and Prithukriti. The son of Prithishrava was known as Dharma and his son was known as Ushna. Ushna was the performer of the 1,000 horse sacrifices. So can you imagine the ashwamedh diya gya. It's horse sacrifice mein ashwamedh. Ashwamedh means horse. Ashwamedh diya gya. Yudhishthir Maharaj perform only 3 sacrifice. You know, it needs a lot of wealth, right? But we can see here the Ushna Maharaj, Maharaj Ushna performed 100 sacrifice. So it's you know, beyond of the imagination. We can't think about that, how much money, how much wealth they need. The son, text 34, the son of Ushna was Ruchika, who had 5 sons, Purujit, Rukma, Rukmeshu, Prithu and Jyamaga. Please hear of these sons from me. Text 35 and 36. Jyamaga had no son, but because he was fearful of his wife, Saibya, he could not accept another wife. Jyamaga once took from the house of some royal enemy a girl who was prostitute, but upon seeing her, Saibya was very angry and said to her husband, "My dear husband, you cheater. Who is this girl sitting upon my seat on the chariot?" Jyamaga then replied, "This girl will be your daughter-in-law." Upon hearing this joking words, Saibya smiling replied, text 37, Saibya said, "I am sterile and have no co-wife. How can this girl be my daughter-in-law? Please tell me." Jyamaga replied, "My dear queen, I shall see that you indeed have a son and that this girl will be your daughter-in-law." Text 38. Long ago, Jyamaga had satisfied the demigods and pitas by worshipping them. Now, by their mercy, Jyamaga's words came true. Although Saibya was a baron, by the grace of the demigods and demigods, she became pregnant and in due course of time gave birth to a child named Vidarbha. Before the child birth, the girl had been accepted as a daughter-in-law, and therefore Vidarbha actually married her when he grew up. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of 9th canto, 23rd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Dynasty of the Son of Yayati. So now we are entering 24th chapter. So it's a very, we are going to read translation only, because all this description is coming on the translation. So chapter 24, text number 1. Sukadev Goswami said, "By the womb of the girl brought by his father Vidarbha, begot 3 sons named Kusha, Kritha and Romapada. Romapada was the favorite in dynasty of Vidarbha." Text 2. The son of Romapada was Babru, from whom there came a son named Kriti. The son of Kriti was Usika, and the son of Usika was Chedi. From Chedi was born the king known as Chaidya and others. Text 3 and 4. The son of Krita was Kunti. So yesterday I was discussing with Archana Mataji, that's Kunti, the king Kunti, not mother of Arjuna Kunti, because her name was Pritha. So later on, when Kunti has no daughter, no child, so Ramapada gave to the this Maharaj Kunti. So Kunti become
Pritha become Kunti because Kunti's daughter, adopted daughter. That's why her name become Kunti. So now same Arjuna's mother, we can see here, because there's a Bhoj Bangshi Raja, her name is Kunti Bhoj, and after that when Kunti got a daughter, as a daughter of Bhoj king, and then her name is become Kunti, because before her name was Pritha. So the son of Pritha was Kunti, the son of Kunti, Vrishni. Because why I am telling this, because now we can see the son of Kunti is Vishni. Vishni, there is no details in Mahabharata, you will not get any Vishni son, Kunti's son Vishni, you will not get, because before that Vishni Vangsha is there. So we can understand that Kunti is adopted, that's why her name is Kunti. By Kunti king, he adopted the Kunti, that's why. The son of Vishni, Nirvitti, and the son of Nirvitti, Dasaraha. From Dasara come Vyoma, from Vyoma come Jimuta, from Jimuta Vikriti, from Vikriti Bhimaratha, from Bhimaratha Navaratha, and from Navaratha Dasaratha. Text 5. From Dasaratha came a son named Sakuni, and from Sakuni is named Karambhi. The son of Karambhi was Devaratha, and his son was Devakshatra. The son of Devakshatra was Madhu, and his son was Karuvarsa, from whom there come son named Anu. Now text 6 to 8. The son of Anu was Puruhotra. The son of Puruhotra was Ayu, and the son of Ayu was Satvata. O great Aryan king, Satvata had 7 sons, named Bhajamana, Bhaji, Divya, Vrishni, Devaratha, Deva, Brida, Adhaka, and Mahabhoja. So now his Bhoja is coming. Later on we can understand. From Bhajaman, by one wife come 3 sons, Nimlochi, Kinkana, and Drishti. And from his other wife came 3 other sons, Satajit, Sahasrajit, and Ayujit. Text 9. The son of Devavrida was Babru. Concerning Devavrida and Babru, there are 2 famous songs of prayers which were sung by other predecessors, and which we have heard from the distance. Even now I hear the same prayers about their qualities, because that which was heard before is still sung continuously. Text 10 to 11. It has been decided that among human beings, Babru is the best. So today I was listening one lecture from one Prabhuji, that sometime we can feel that why there is so many verses and no purport, right? So maybe in my mind this question was coming, and finally, by the grace of Lord, I got a lecture, and I was listening that lecture, that all the persons and all the verses are very important in Srimad Bhagavatam. But we can see here is so long, even one chapter, more than more than 80 verse, there is no purport. So that Prabhuji was telling that here only Babru is the best, among the human beings, Babru is the best. So we can see if Prabhupada wrote a purport for them, those who are king, belongs to the Krishna's, grandfathers or that's in the dynasty of Yadu, they are very exalted, Mahabhagavata. So just like Sasivindu. Sasivindu, you know, he possesses 14 qualities. So if he, you know, if he could, you know, describe, if Prabhupada describe all these things, then another Bhagavatam will be there. Then we are Kali Yuga, you know, Kali Yugi, you know, human beings. In this age, we have no memory power, no, you know, tolerance. So we can't read all these things. So Prabhupada thinks we will understand all these things because Parikshit Maharaj is describing as a, you know, dynasty, all this dynasty. So Prabhupada left it. Because we, if he did that, then there's another Bhagavatam. So we have no time to read. Even this is simple Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada is for us, for Kali Yugi human beings, he wrote so simply, anyone can understand this. Still we are not reading, still we have no interest on this. And if Prabhupada wrote all this Maharaj's description, then we will say, oh no, you know, we have no time. So that's why Prabhupada left it. So here is, we can see the Sasibindu and now Babru, among the human beings, he is the best. And that Devavrida is equal to the demigods. Look at here, another thing. Devavrida also similar. Because of the association of Babru and Devavrida, all of their descendants, numbering 14,065, achieved liberation in the dynasty of King Mahabhoja, who was exceedingly religious. There appeared the Bhoja King. Text 12. O King Maharaj Parikshit, who can suppress your enemies, the son of Rishni, were Sumitra and Yudhajita. From Yudhajita come Sini and Anamitra, and from Anamitra came son of Nigna. The two sons of Nigna were Satrajita and Prasena. Another son of Anamitra was another Sini, and his son was Satyaka. Text 14. The son of Satyaka was Yuyudhana, whose son was Jaya. From Jaya come a son named Kuni, and from Kuni a son named Yugandhara. Another son of Anamitra was Vishni. So many Vishni, I am just, I don't know. Vishni is coming again and again. From Vishni came the son of name Swapalaka and Chitraratha. From Swapalaka, by his wife Gandini, came Akrura. Akrura was the eldest, but there was 12 other sons, all of whom were most celebrated. Text 16-18. The name of these 12 were Asanga, Sarameya, Madhura, Madhuvit, Giri, Dharma, Vrida, Sukarma, Kshetropeksha, Arimardana, Satrugana, and Gandhamada, and Pitri Bahu. This brother also had a sister named Suchara. From Akrura came two sons named Devana and Upadeva. Gitraratha
is typing something. Gitraratha, or can you see that? Yeah. No.
Gitaratha, had many sons headed by Prithu and Viduratha, all of whom were known as belonging to the dynasty of Vishnu. Text 19. Kukura, Bhajamana, Suchi and Kambala Bharisha were the four sons of Andhaka. The son of Kukura was Vani and his son was Viloma. Text 20. The son of Viloma was Kapotarma and his son was Anu, whose friend was Tumbururu. From Anu come Andhaka, from Andhaka Dundubi, and from Dundubi Abhidyota. From Abhidyota come a son named Punarvasu. Text 21-23. Punarvasu had a son and daughter named Ahuka and Ahuki, respectively, and Ahuka had two sons named Devaka and Ugrasena. Devaka had four sons named Devavana, Upadeva, Sudeva, and Deva Vardhana. And he also had seven daughters named Santi Deva, Upadeva, Sri Deva, Deva Rakshita, Saha Deva, Devaki, and Drita Deva. Drita Deva was the eldest. Vasudeva, the father of Krishna, married all these sisters. So how many sisters was there? Seven sisters. So seven sisters he got married. No. Ugrasena, four sons. Never they were had. Seven daughters. I'm talking about daughters. So text 24. Kamsa Sunama Nagrodha Kanka Srinku Sahu Rashtrapala Drishti and Tustiman were the son of Ugrasena. Text 25. Kamsa, Kamsavati, Kanka, Surabhu and Rashtrapalika were the daughter of Ugrasena. They become the wives of Vasudev's younger brother. So, I used to know, but now I am confused, because before I used to know the son-in-law, Vasudev is son-in-law of Ugrasena, because he was the king and he is the Kamsa's father, Ugrasena, right? Because here description is coming that Kamsa is the son of the Ugrasena. And when Kamsa heard that Devaki's, you know, eight sons will kill him. So that was the description. And here we can see the Ugrasena's brother. He was the cousin, not own sister. Kamsa, Devaki is not own sister. Because we can see here, he is no Devaki. You can see Upadeva, I think. You know, so now we can see Kamsa, Kamsavati, Kanka, Surabhu and Rashtrapalika were the daughter of Ugrasena. So daughter of Ugrasena is mentioned. Another thing, before in 23rd, there also Ugrasena. Devaka had four sons and he had also seven daughters. So among seven daughters, Devaki is there. But in Ugrasena's daughter, there is no mention in Devaki's name. So we can see, so Devaki was cousin of Kamsa or on? Yeah, we will discuss later on. cousin. Okay. So text 25. Kamka Kamsavati Kamsa Kamsavati Kamka Surabhu and Rashtrapalika were the daughter of Ugrasena. They become the wives of Vasudev's younger brother. So now we can see Devaki is Vasudev's wife, but not Ugrasena's daughter. Not Ugrasena's daughter. Because we used to know, because he is the king of Mathura that time. And Kamsa was the son of Ugrasena. And Devaki was the sister of Kamsa. That's why he wanted to, you know, guiding to their home when they were, you know, their wedding time. After wedding, he was guiding. So that was the story. So now I, you know, come to understand that she was the, you know, cousin of Kamsa. So this is the benefit for me, I think. The son of Chitraratha was 26. Chitraratha Viduratha, the son of Viduratha was Sura, and his son was Vajamana. The son of Vajamana was Srini. The son of Srini was Bhoja, and the son of Bhoja was Haridika. Now text 27. The three sons of Haridika were Devamida, Satadhanu and Kritavarma. The son of Devamida was Sura, whose wife was named Marisa. Text 28 to 31. So the Marisa king Sura begot Vasudeva, Devabhaga, Devasrava, Anka, Srijaya, Jayaya, Syamaka, Kamka, Samika, Patsaka and Vrika. These 10 sons were spotlessly pious personalities. When Vasudeva was born, the demigods from the heavenly kingdom sounded kettle drums. So we can see when Vasudeva took birth, that time the demigods were playing the kettle drums, you know, it's called Dundubi. So it means they also know that now Krishna is going to come. Now Vasudev coming means, so they were very happy and they were playing the kettle drums. Therefore Vasudev was provided the proper place for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna was also known as the Aneka Dundubi. The five daughters of King Sura, named Pritha, Sutadeva, Srutakriti, Srutasrava and Rajadi Devi, were Vasudev's sisters. Sura gave Pritha to his friend Kunti. Now you understand now. Sura. The king Sura has a daughter, you know, how many daughters? Sura name Pritha, 1, 2, 3, 3, 4, 5 daughters of Sura. And Sura gave a Pritha to his friend because his friend has no daughter, no child. That's why he was offering her and he adopted her, who had no issue, and therefore another name of Pritha was Kunti. Now we got. So that Kunti, before we were reading, that Kunti was a king Kunti. And Pritha, when handed by Sura, after that her name became Kunti. That's why sometime in Gita, Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, you know, son of Pritha. So, now text 32. Once when Durvasa was guest at the house of Pritha's father, Kunti. Now again, Pritha satisfied Durvasa by rendering service. Therefore, she received a mystic power by which she could call any demigods. To examine the potency of this monastic power, the pious Kunti immediately called for the sun god.
34, no? Up to
34, yeah. So, 33. As soon as Kunti called for the demigods of the sun, he immediately appeared before her. And she was very much surprised. She told the sun god, "I was simply examining the effectiveness of this monastic power. I'm sorry. I have called you unnecessarily. Please return and excuse me." Text 34. The sun god said, "O beautiful Pritha, you meeting with the demigods cannot be fruitless. Therefore, let me place my seed in your womb so that you may bear a son. I shall arrange to keep your virginity intact, since you are still an unmarried girl." So, 34, there is a purport. We are going to read purport. According to Vedic civilization, for a girl gives birth to a child before she married, no one will marry her. Therefore, although the sun god, after appearing before Pritha, wanted to give her a child, Pritha hesitated because she was still unmarried. To keep her virginity undisturbed, the sun god arranged to give her a child that came from her ear, seed from the ear. So the the cause of Karna was born. Mukam karoti vachalam pangu langayate grim yat kripatam aham bande shri guru dinatarim pranamandam shri chaitanya ishwaram nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavate uttama swarupe bhakti rvahuti namastuti. So finally we finish our long text. So we have 15 minutes. So in 23rd chapter there is one verse in 19 number, I think. I like that. I want to share something from there. 23rd chapter 19 number slok, I think. 19. Yeah. Varnayami mahapunyam sarvapaharninam yasovarsam narabhusrutva sarvapapai paramuchyate. So this is the verse that Prabhupada wrote before, otherwise we will be feel so frustrating or so without purport, or we are reading only slokas. Okay, so here we can see, "O Maharaj Parikshit, let me now describe the dynasty of Yadu, the eldest son of Maharaj." This one, Maharaj, this description is supremely pious and it vanquishes the reaction of sinful activities in human society. Simply by hearing this description, and one is feared from all sinful reaction. So, Lord says in Bhagavad Gita that "Aham tam sarva pape bhyo muksha ishyami masucha." So, if we surrender unto God, then what will happen? He will take our all sinful reaction. Masucha, clean, fully clean. So now here Sukhdev Goswami is saying to Parikshit Maharaj, this description is supremely pious. Even this is not a pastimes of Krishna, but it belongs to Krishna. And like Lord, Lord name, Lord glories, Lord Mahaprasad, Lord devotees, all are supreme pious. Even Lord says, those who are thinking they are my devotee, they are not my devotee. But those who are thinking they are devotee of my devotee, they are very dear to me. So now we can see that in this description, we can see Sukhdev Goswami is ordering to Parikshit Maharaj that just try to listen this, because this is a supreme pious. And all the description is coming now. I was telling you before that if Prabhupada, you know, describe all this Maharaj's glories, like Sasibindu Maharaj, and then what was the name of the hook, you know, performed 100 sacrifices, Ushika, right? Ushni. Ushni Maharaj was performed. So there's so much, you know, glorification of that this person, because he has, we know Yudhishthira Maharaj performed only 3 Ashwamedh Yajna. And we know how much difficult to perform that kinds of yajna, because that time they need so much, you know, very big amount of wealth, you know. So we can see the Ushni Maharaj, how much powerful and how much, you know, pious he was. Otherwise, how can he perform like that? So now we can see, that's why Prabhupada mentioning Ushni was like Sasibindu, and Ushni, all these Maharaj, like Rishi, Yogi, as a Rajarshi, like Parikshit Maharaj is Rajarshi. He is a king, but his nature is like a Rishi. Why we are reading all this, you know, all the glories of these kings? What is the purpose of this? Because one thing is that we don't have anything, right? We don't have anything, even we have so much greediness in our mind. But this Maharaj, we can see, we can perform 100 Ashwamedh Yajna, our sacrifices. He has so many things. 14 jewels we are possessing, we had. We can't imagine all these things. But without nothing, we are so much greedy. Nothing we have. But they have so many things. That's why the history is coming here, all the Maharaj, you know, they have everything, but they left for the, you know, detachment. For the detachment, we are reading this. Because they left everything. They have so many things. Otherwise, these things are, you know, we are not reading these things because we want pure bhakti. We will not read this. All these things is, you know, it's negative thing, is not that. Because we are reading all these things, all the Maharaj's description, because they are the very powerful, very pious, and they are very wealthy, very powerful. And then even after that, they left it. For the teaching of human beings, Sukhdev Goswami was giving description of this Maharaj. Otherwise, we can see we have nothing. But we are just fighting for this and that. We will not take anything. Even that Maharaj were very powerful, who can change their, you know, age. Still they can be here if they want, but they didn't want, because they know there's a Rishi, there's a Yogi, there's a Mahatma, Mahabhagavat. So they will not, you know, take all this position and all these things. Later on, they left everything. We can see even Parikshit Maharaj, he was the, you know, emperor of this world. What happened? Prabhupada said that Sringirsan, when he curses him, he can retaliate. But he didn't do that, because he knows that the right time is coming. This is the desire of Rakhe Mare, Rakhe Krishna to Mare Ke, or Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. It's a, if Krishna wants to protect you, nobody can kill you. And if Krishna wants to kill you, nobody can protect you. So, we can see all this Maharaj's story, that those who are very famous, very wealthy, very powerful, supremely pious, even they left all this wealth, all the name, all the fame. By their nature, by their grace, they are here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now in this age, if some person, if their name is released on the Guinness book, they will be very happy. Right? They will be very happy. And this is the father of Guinness book. This is the father of Guinness book. That's why those who are, you know, very pious Maharaj, the kings, their name is here. Right? There is, sometimes we can say, why Maharaj? There are so many Asuras. Asuras' name is also there. Right? So Asur is there because they are the part and parcel of this Bhagavatam. Like, in this age, someone is, you know, doing something new, some new records. They will, whatever the good and bad, they will not think, but this is a new record. They will put in Guinness book. So now we can see the 100 horse sacrifices, that's Maharaj's name is here. They're supposed to get the, you know, the Guinness book record, you know, Guinness prize, Nobel prize. Prabhupada should get that Nobel prize because he was using his whole life for the peace and prosperity. But the degraded souls who are, you know, controlling all these things, they don't know what the position after death. Prabhupada teaches those who are happy, they become happy, you know, hippie, they become happy now. For that, they should give the, you know, Nobel to Prabhupada. Now they are just distributing the Prabhupada, whatever the, you know, opposite of Lord rules and regulation, they are doing the work and they are getting the, you know, Nobel Prize. They are thinking, they are, you know, doing something, you know, hydrogen, oxygen and making water and all this. Lord is already, you know, give us so much water in sea and lake, everywhere we can see. No need any scientist like that who can make water. But they are getting water because they wanna be a god and they are getting a Nobel Prize. They don't know what will happen after death. But who knows our, who we are, what is our identity, who you know, introduce our life and relation between Lord and us, is they are neglecting him. So this is a very degraded age, that the one time I was listening the Guru Maharaj lecture, that Lord is equal to everyone, you know. Poor, rich, black, white, you know, whatever, king and beggars, Lord is equal to everyone. That, and then one devotee was asking to Guru Maharaj that, then Guru Maharaj, those asuras are not doing anything, you know. Even they are doing happily, you know, their life is okay. They are, whatever we are doing, they are also doing, they are eating, you know, nice food, whatever they have, their life standard is very good. And Guru Maharaj said that was the pious activities result. Somebody is getting birth in the highly rich family. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, no? What was that verse? Who is very pious, next life he will take in royal family, like Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Vishtu Vijayate. So, we can see, Guru Maharaj said those who are not devotee, but they are very rich and wealthy, that was the result of pious activities from the previous life. And what will happen now? They are using all these things. After next life, they will be like hogs and dogs. They will not do anything, means they will go to the hell. So it's not concern about hell, where we will go. But Guru Maharaj is saying, we are already in Goloka. If we are connecting with Krishna, means we are already in Goloka. Because Krishna is always in Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna is, somebody says, oh, what is Goloka and Vrindavan? Vrindavan is Goloka and Goloka is Vrindavan. It's go means cow. The place of the cow. Vrindavan, you can see so many cow when Krishna was there. So Krishna, we are connecting with Krishna. We are doing something for Krishna. Means we are already in Goloka. No need to go anywhere. What we will do if we go to Goloka, what we will do? Same thing. Whatever we are doing, they will see our qualification, what we know. What we know? So much qualified, highly qualified devotees are there. They are worshipping Krishna. And we are here, nothing. What is the need that he should get the, you know, food from our hand? There is Sahasra Lakshmi. Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahmase Vyamanam. They are very, you know, carefully serving to Krishna. And who we are to serve Krishna? But he is very kind, very merciful, that he needs loves, and if we, you know, perform our love to Krishna, then he will accept it. It's not that much, you know, difficult. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. No need to give so much. He don't need any that much big money and all the, you know, building. No need. Only patra pushpa phalam toyam. Jome bhaktya prashchati. If devotee offer with full love and affection, he will take it. No need to be like a, you know, big sannyasi and big leader. If a simple devotee, if he offer something to Krishna with full affection and love, but not like that somebody can ask, oh, I can offer this and that. Only Krishna, what Krishna said, patra pushpa phalam toyam. It's very simple. Anyone can offer it. So we can see that in 34 verse, here is the nature of the ladies, you know, that we can see in 34 verse. It is the, you know, Vedic culture that if household, you know, that's a, you know, careless of household life, if they are the couple, after marriage, he will, you know, spend whole life with her, the man, and she will spend whole life with him. That's a promise when they will get married. So, when she saw that Jamaka bringing the prostitute from the enemy wells, she was very angry. She was saying, oh my dear husband, you are a cheater. Who is this girl sitting upon my seat on the chariot? Jamaka then replied, this girl will be your daughter-in-law. So now we can see his concern, his view was, I have no son. But he knew before, long ago, he was preferring so much puja, aradhana to the pitas, and then demigods. And they blessed them that time. you will get a son. And as soon as he said, oh, my dear wife, I shall see. One day you will be a mother. You will get a, you indeed have a son. So, as soon as he said, the Pitris and demigods were blessing from heavenly planets. And they were saying, yes, yes, this is the right time. Okay, now you see, you get, as soon as you said, okay, you will get. After that, what happened? She got a baby. And then, what happened? That baby name was Vidarbha. Vidarbha and that prostitute, you can see the prostitute was that time when Maharaj, before Vidarbha born, took birth, the prostitute was in their royals, in their house. So she was, she might be, you know, she maybe she was young or she was adult that time. Otherwise, how can Maharaj can bring him as a prostitute, right? And what happened? Now he was not in womb of mother. Now he is coming. And after he's become young, she is also young. That was the condition of that age. That if they want, they can be a young adult, whatever. So after that, when he grew up, he got married with that prostitute. As a, they accept already accept her as a daughter-in-law. So he accept their parents' order and he got married. And then what happened? Then it will 24 number chapter is coming. Vidarbha had three sons. After he accepted a wife as that prostitute, as a wife, then from her he got three sons named Kusha, Krita, and Romapada. And Romapada is the famous king in Vidarbha Vamsa. So this is the description for today. I'm sorry if there is any mistakes. Please forgive me. And if I can't say if there is any questions, I can request to any concern and any correction. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you very much. So you mentioned that Maharaj Yudhisthira only performed three horse sacrifices, but he also performed the Rajasuya sacrifice, which is more opulent than even the demigods.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just relating that his position is also of utmost paramount, in terms of performing sacrifice. My question was, in this description, why Maharaj accepted that prostitute girl from his enemy's kingdom? Mm-hmm. In other words, the idea is that because the wife was pious, she would get a son. So why he had to accept an enemy's prostitute? Why his wife couldn't just receive the son?
So
what was the relation?
Mm-hmm. In this case, I don't have that verse, but I can tell you the details about Chanakya Pandit. Okay, Chanakya Pandit says, if there is a qualityful girl, even in the lowest family, you can accept him. Okay? Just like if there is a gold and if you drop in the stool, you can wash and you can use it again. Even if it's in stool, but you can wash and you can use it again. Like that, even she is a prostitute, but he saw he has so much quality. So he decided to get her as a daughter-in-law. That was the condition.
Even we can see that our ancestors, like Pururava, he had got married with Urvashi, but Urvashi is a prostitute also.
Yeah.
That means whole dynasty, about Yadu dynasty or Puru dynasty, or before that, whoever came from Pururava, Pururava came from Buddha, Buddha from Soma, then Atri, from Atri, then all that means from the Brahma. So we can see from beginning itself, so many things happen. No? So that is why it is stated in scripture that because we are born from Brahma, so in fact we are Brahmans because of association with different modes of nature, everything, then we are fall down and we are, you know, but in fact we are born with Brahma because we are born from Brahma. No, not as Brahma, from Brahma. So that is why originally we were Brahman. Because of association with different modes, we became different things. Like demon, somebody became demon, somebody good pious people, like this. Yeah, originally Krishna, then Brahma, then everything.
Any other correction?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Don't worry, this is going to be real short. So, just to give you a... Because you gave it a nice class, but I just want to make a commentary on one point. You appreciate it. And you were mentioning that... I don't know the devotee's name. You were mentioning who performed 100 sacrifices.
Ushna.
You were mentioning that even though he had so much, he wasn't greedy. Whereas we have so little, but we're greedy. And that kind of reminds me of one pastime of Durvasa Muni and Ambarish Maharaj. Mm-hmm. Ambarish will appear to, in Durvasa's estimation, Ambarish appeared to be greedy on the outside, but he was detached on the inside. On the other hand, Durvasa appeared to be detached on the outside, but he was greedy on the inside. He may have not had any possessions, but he was greedy for honor, respect, control, prestige. Greedy for these things, which cause us to commit aparads when we try to control things that's outside our control. So how to give up that tendency for being greedy for these subtle things, which are not so easily, you know, it's not so gross, you know, it's very subtle. So it may not appear to be greed, but it is greed. And that's very difficult to give up. It causes us to perform demoniac activities towards others, destroy ourselves in the end. So how to give up that, you know, that subtle greed?
Acharnista can explain it, I think. He's asking, what was the question? In one sense, what was the question?
How to give up not just gross greed, but subtle greed, like control, prestige, like Durvasa Muni.
That Prabhupada was mentioning that Ambarish Maharaj was very powerful, but very humble as well. Okay, powerful means it is not that he can kill Durvasa. He was a Maharaj, he's the emperor. He can do anything, he can. And even after that, he is a great Vaishnava, Mahabhagavata. Okay? So, he has so much patience. Now you are thinking, how can we get that kinds of patience? Right? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us that how to get that kind of patience. Tena Adapi Sunichana, we are chanting every day. But it's not coming to us. Why? Because this anartha is there. And how anartha will go? How, you know? You know, Shraddha, right? Shraddha. From Shraddha it will come. Shraddha, I forgot that verse, but he knows. Adav Shraddha. Yeah, that you can see after that step by step that anartha will go. The, you know, greediness, you know, and, you know, anger, greedy, all these things will go and you will, you know, progress in devotional service. And cheto darpana marjana, when you will chant and dance and eat prasad and associate with devotee, reading Bhagavatam, all these things will help you clean all these anarthas from your heart. And Maharaj is on that platform. Maharaj has no any enemy, ajata shatru. He has no enemy. And Durbhasa, Rishi Durbhasa was quite angry with him and he just wanted to curse him. But what happened? Lord says, if there is, you know, devotee who is always think me, those devotee who is always keeping me in their heart, I am also keeping them in my heart. So Lord was himself, he was there, he was present there, you know, with Amarish Maharaj. So his heart is fully clean. Krishna Sujasa Maya Andakar. Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Andakar. Maya Radhikar. So we can see that Durvasa Muni has a Dadami Buddhi Yogam Dham. Bhagavan giving the Buddhi. Now what to do? Otherwise he can, you know, retaliate and then he can curse to Durvasa. You die. No, he didn't do that. Because he is a Vaishnava. Para Dukhi Dukhi, not Sukhi. They, Durvasa Muni cursed him, what happened? As soon as he cursed, Lord sent the Sudarshan to protect him. So, he has everything and he left it. He knew that it is nothing. When I will die, I will not take anything. So why I am just, you know, I have so much greedy for these things. So he was just, you know, observing all these things as a servant, not as a king. He is himself, he can order, hey, clean it all, clean the temple. He could say that. But no. He was using all the bodily and mentally, kaya mana vachya. You know, kaya mana vachya. From mentally, from bodily and from word. He was, whenever he will used to talk about Krishna. And whenever he will think about Krishna. Whenever he will do something for Krishna. Like when he was walking through the temple, no chariot, walking, doing parikrama, chanting from mouth, cleaning the floor with his hand, seeing the deity from his eyes, hearing from ear of glories of Krishna. So this is the procession, how to, you know, clean our heart. How can we a good devotee? If we surrender, we can say, I am surrendering unto Lord, but we are surrendering only mentally. We are thinking. Okay. After some time, what will happen? The dharma, the duty of the body, it will say another thing and it will demanding another thing. And we are just going with bodily. Okay, I need this, that. But we will not listen anything. The Krishna's rules and regal, we are not thinking about that. That time we will think, our, my, aham mameti. That time we will forget, oh, I am a Lord, you know, I am a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Of the gopis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, we are saying Lord, but he said gopis. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and teach us. Nityanandapu came and teach us all the panchatattva, came here in this planet and teach us how to surrender unto Lord, how to do sadhana. So in this process, if we follow the process of sadhana bhakti, our heart will be clean and we will be from the all the sinful reactions, free from all the sinful reactions, and then free from material nature also. Because one time Prabhupada was asking that those who are devotee, how can you say that they are free from the material nature? Prabhupada giving the example spider net, other insect, if they go to the net of the spider, they will bind with that, they can't come from come out from that. But there the spider's baby, they can walk easily, like that. In this material world, those who are devotee, those who are fully surrendered unto the Lord, they will walk as a spider baby. They have no problem, like a lotus. It will come out from the very dirty place, but it will not touch it. Like that, those who are Vaishnava, those who are devotee of the Lord, they are like a lotus. They will not touch the material contamination. They are out of contamination. So if we follow the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada's teaching, we can be a good devotee and good servant of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samabeta Bhakta Binda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare. Thank you for everybody to tolerance me.